You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello, my dear fellow composer friend. Today, I want to dive into a topic that causes some discussions among music creators. Composition techniques versus creativity. Which one is better? How many techniques or how much theory do you need to know to be a decent composer, and so on? Well, if you ever find yourself in that magical flow state, brimming with creativity, my advice is simple. Go with it. Don't worry about whether something is technically correct or not. Remember, the vast majority of your audience is not musically trained like we are as composers. And if it sounds good, it usually is good. This means that if you're feeling creative, you should go with the flow for as long as possible. On the other hand, there is a misconception that if you only use techniques, there is no creativity involved anymore. But that's not true. And here is why. Composers never just use one technique in isolation in a composition. Composition is about combining those techniques, choosing which ones to use and in what order, and deciding how to apply them. That choice or those choices are inherently creative. In fact, some techniques can be highly creative just because they are unconventional. And this is exactly what I explore in my own writing through interval theory. It's all based on technique, yes, but it steps beyond conventional music theory, and that makes it feel more creative. In a minute, I will show you an example so you can see exactly what I mean. In conclusion, to me, it's not about one versus the other. In fact, technique fuels my creativity and often leads to great musical results. But I promised you an example, so let's get to it. First, I want to show you a developed sketch. As you hear it, it might sound quite creative, but I will let you know exactly which techniques I used and how I got to those ideas. Okay, let's break it down. I started with a simple horizontal pattern. I picked the G note as my starting point, and from there, I moved up by 4 chromatic steps, then one down and another one down. All the numbers you see refer to chromatic steps, either up or down. And that's the pattern that I keep repeating. And for variation, I used a second one, which is shown in red. That goes one chromatic step up and 3 down. As you can see, I have also repeated this a few times, and that's my first line. So let's listen to it. Now let's create a vertical pattern. And again, I only count chromatic distances downwards from my line. So first, I go down by 3 steps, and then 6, and then 3. From here, I repeat the pattern. And this is like harmonization with intervals. You see, I don't pay attention to any scale or musical key. It's all based on the intervals. For the second pattern, I also picked 2 different intervals. So I alternate between a 5 down and a 4 down. And here is what it sounds like. Whatever worked once might work twice. So let's add another line. You know the drill by now, so let's cut to the chase directly and let's listen to this example. And now, for the last time, let's even add a fourth part, creating some nice and rich vertical structures. I picked all those intervals by ear and avoided unwanted dissonance. So these are now my final structures that served as the basis for the quick sketch. And this changed the question from what do I compose to how do I present these musical ideas to the listener? And there are many creative answers to this question. In fact, let's listen to a second idea that came out of these structures. And we don't have to stop there. Here is even a third idea. At the end of the day, your audience doesn't care about how you got to a musical result. The only thing that matters is how it sounds. And to me, composition techniques, especially the more unconventional ones, like this one, have helped me tremendously with writing interesting music. Honestly, I don't see much sense in these debates about how much theory you should know or need to know. This all misses the point for me. Music is not a competition. It's a way to express emotions and tell interesting stories. So thank you so much for your time today. I hope you will join me again next week. And until then, keep creating fantastic music and keep enjoying the process. This was Frank. Talk to you soon. Bye.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.